is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New airstrikes across Gaza. Israel's surprise bombardment hit targets across the strip, threatening to reignite the 17-month-old war. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The U.S. gave backing to the Israeli airstrike, saying Hamas had chosen the path of war over releasing the remaining 59 hostages living and dead it is still holding. Hamas said the Israeli airstrikes threaten the lives of the remaining hostages. Israel launched the airstrikes throughout Gaza, ending the 2-month ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
Hamas health officials claim at least 300 Palestinians were killed. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are expected to speak by phone later this morning on winding down the war in Ukraine as the U.S. looks for Moscow's support for a 30-day ceasefire proposal. Stanford University's Stephen Pfeiffer.
My expectations are fairly pessimistic because the messages coming out of Moscow last week were not yes, they were yes, but.
President Trump says he's pulling Secret Service details assigned to former President Biden's children. Mr. Trump says Hunter Biden had 18 agents protecting him on a trip to South Africa this week. Ashley Biden, he notes, has 13. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams finally on their way home from what was supposed to be a week in space. What'll it be like after splashdown later today?
All hooks open.
All hooks are open. And undocking confirmed.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. British astronaut Tim Peake knows what it's like to return from an extended space mission.
His first 2 or 3 days back on Earth can be really punishing.
After 9 months in zero gravity, he says Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams may experience weakness, dizziness, and balance issues. On the plus side,
that first beer and pizza does taste pretty good, I have to say.
The death toll up to at least 42 from wild storms that tore through central and southern states over the weekend. At least 60 tornadoes flattened buildings and homes, including Judy McGee's in Walthall County, Missouri.
It's been really difficult, but to just know that so many people care about us and have reached out to us, it's just been a blessing.
The White House is turning down a request by a French member of the European Parliament to return the Statue of Liberty, because he says the U.S. doesn't represent Lady Liberty's values anymore. Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
My advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now.
The statue was unveiled in 1886 as a, quote, symbol of freedom, inspiration, and hope. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months. It was just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
36. I'm not handling my 30s very well because I'm realizing 30s is not old, but it is almost old. Like, you're right there, you know. And some of you are in your 30s, you're like, that's not true, I'm still young. Yeah, the first stage of grief, denial. And everything changes. You can get hurt doing anything in your 30s. Anything is dangerous. I play basketball once a week. I texted a friend my age and I said, hey, are you gonna be here this week? And he said, no. I threw out my back and I said, how? And he said, folding a sheet. And I wasn't surprised. I was mad at him because we needed the numbers. I was like, come on, man, you're 36. You know you can't be doing that by yourself anymore. Everything about health becomes much more challenging. That's what it is. And even your goals change, you know. Like in your 20s, you say things like, I want to look hot naked. And in your 30s, you're like, I want to look pretty good dressed. Get in good shape. I'm trying to get in a shape that nobody comments on. That's all.
Doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. from the movie of the same name, Help the Beatles. And that was not the original name of the movie. The original name was Eight Arms to Hold You. And I know that because when I bought the 45 RPM, when my brother bought the 45 RPM record Ticket to Ride, it said from the United Artists movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. Somewhere along the line, they figured Help was a better name. And you know what? They were right. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at 610. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 50. Cloudy, lows 41 tonight, and rain likely tomorrow. Maybe a thunderstorm, too. Highs near 49. Clear, 46 degrees right now at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7, we're going to talk to Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library. What's the latest? What's the greatest at the library? I love saying library. I like to see the reaction when I say it. It's 6:11 right now. Shocking blue. You're my Venus, my bundle of joy. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the historic AM frequency of 1400 everywhere. That's WRJN. It got me on a mountain. Blue, Venus. Local news, tablets, hits at WRGN. You want some more shocking news? Here's a fun fact for you. Idaho is the only state that has a specific law banning cannibalism. What does that mean? It's all right in the next 49 states? I didn't think it would be, but, you know, that's what they say. Idaho, you can't eat people there. Mitch Ryder of the Detroit Wheels. Oh, I love this devil with the blue dress on. Cloudy today with a high near 50 right now. Got a clear sky, 46 degrees here at Radio Park.
Beep, beep, bop, 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 bump. Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low, hip, hip, hip. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on.
still alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real punk singer, and I like them like that. Devil with a cigarette.
We have to bring that phrase back, sock it to me. I didn't like it back in the 60s. I don't like it now. But it's a nice vibe to it. Groovy. I like groovy. I think I still use it occasionally. I see something like that. Groovy. I think I said it once in the past 40 years. Groovy. Kind of like that word, though. Groovy. It's 617 local news. Time to say it to WRJN. So a study found playing with a dog for 15 minutes leaves you and the dog feeling less stressed. I like it. They proved it by measuring cortisol levels in saliva. Now, I never had my saliva tested. And yes, we have a dog coming over once a week. He's a neighbor dog. She's a pit bull. But she's the sweetest dog in the world. Every week she comes over. She's like a whirling dervish going through the house, and she launches herself across the couch. I never saw a dog do that. She just takes to the air, and I got a black and blue mark on my foot where she landed one time. But I'm telling you, I feel so good when she's there. I'm less stressed, and I love it because I love dogs. And I had dogs all my life, but now I have a rental comes over once a week. Juniper, she's a lovely dog. I love that dog. You look in her eyes, you see all the soul of the world in her eyes. I love it. 618, local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/score. ethos.com/score.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shook up. Yes, Elvis Presley, all shook up. I see the people that tried to steal Graceland. Remember those people? They said, oh, we was in somebody's will or somebody signed it away. Lisa Marie Presley, whatever, signed it away or whatever. I think they were sentenced recently. Did they really think they would get away with taking Graceland? I mean, did they think these things out? I mean, I can't understand the people who steal from Walmart. They always get caught. Because there's a million cameras at Walmart, and they're always trying to steal from Walmart. Imagine trying to steal Graceland and think you're going to get away with it. You're not going to get away with it. Proof is in the pudding. Look at these people. They're going to prison. Well, you may think tailgating is no big deal around here, and we're not talking about tailgating parties. We're talking about tailgating on the roads when you get close to somebody's car. Yeah. Try doing it in Switzerland. A driver in Switzerland was fined nearly $110,000 for driving too close to the vehicle in front of them. You see, they don't do fines like we do in Switzerland. Their fines are based on the fees They're based on taxable income. So if you make a lot of money, you're going to pay a lot in the fine. $110,000 for getting too close to another car. I always thought Switzerland was a fun place to live. That's what I thought. Carly Simon, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Right now, I got a clear sky, 46 degrees here in Radio Park.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself.
Something? I think she's thinking about me. Actually, she said it was really, they got it down to two people, Warren Beatty and Mick Jagger. I remember one of the talk shows, she whispered in the ear of the host who it was, and he said, I'll never tell anybody. I think it's Mick Jagger. Could be Warren Beatty. He's kind of vain. Warren Beatty? Yeah. It's one of those two people anyway. At least I think that is. I'm not sure. A study found, I don't know why I even brought it up. A study found chewing on a pencil gives you a brain boost. Improves your memory. Might even help you focus. Now, your dentist does not like that idea because you could chip a tooth on it. But the next time you really need to focus, They say chewing on a number two pencil, a popsicle stick, or a wooden tongue depressor might help. I remember in school, growing up in grammar school, kids were always chewing on pencils. And they'd start to chew on those big pens and suck on them. Occasionally, they'd pull the ink out, and the ink would be running down their cheek and everywhere, their chin. I never chewed on pencils, but some of these pencils, people, you know, they chewed them like down to the graphite. Remember that Seinfeld episode when John Voight chewed on a pencil and they thought it was John Voight's teeth marks on the pencil? Remember that? It's 6:30, local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's time for local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The art of negotiation, something that farmers should not forget if they're being approached for solar energy projects. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. A farmer from Nebraska sharing his insights with Wisconsin farmers. That's up next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Graham Christensen is a farmer himself in Nebraska. He also happens to be president of a solar energy systems company. He thinks renewable energy is a great idea and very important for the future, but he says when it comes to farms being approached about committing their valuable farmland to these solar projects, he thinks it's important that you negotiate a little bit.
Regarding solar energy, it's a little different story. It takes up, like you said, a whole bunch more land. So back home in our county, we're asking the companies to make sure they restore the prairie, put vegetation in the solar system. So then if we're taking out the farmland and we're using that land to produce this clean energy that meets the demand of locals, we're also going to have a grass-based prairie system in place, and that is going to allow this to stop erosion, to restore habitat for more wildlife habitat.
Graham Christensen, he is a farmer himself in Nebraska. He's also president of a solar energy systems company. He encourages anybody that is negotiating with renewable energy companies to be careful. He said they've seen where companies will get the lease on land and let that lease ride for years, then try to get access to minerals on that ground. He says he just wants to make sure farmers are not taken advantage of. Christensen was in Wisconsin for a meeting with the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Oh, and from all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, happy National Ag Day. Find out more about that event at agday.org. I'm PM Yankee.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Let it go. There are certain things in your life you should not be doing after a certain age, okay? If you're over 30 and still lean out car windows going, whoo! You're an idiot. You should be slapped and sterilized so that this will never occur again. I believe I'm strict but fair. If you're over 30 and still think, yeah, I could turn pro. You're a moron.
Diana Ross and the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. I used to do a choreographed thing at a Christmas party once. Three of us did that. We did the full Supremes thing with our hand going out, stop, and, you know, waving your fingers in the name of love. And every time I hear that song, I think of that dopey thing I did, I did back in front of a whole bunch of people at a Christmas party. And I was sober. I mean, and I still did it. You know, I'm not sure about that. Is it, I don't know if we're running out of new ideas or what. Case in point, a new documentary claims that Jim Morrison is still alive and working as a maintenance man named Frank in Syracuse, New York. It's called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison. Are they talking about Jim Morrison from The Doors? I mean, I looked it up, and I can't find anything that even mentions he's from The Doors. They just say, poet Jim Morrison. Is it Jim Morrison from The Doors? Anybody watch that? It's on Apple Plus. I don't know anything about it, except for what I'm reading here, but they don't mention if it's the same Jim Morrison from The Doors. I mean, it's got to be. We know he's dead. He's buried in Paris. He's buried in France somewhere. Anyway, it's on Apple Plus. We must be running out of ideas. We're doing dopey shows like that. Jim Morrison's gone. He's working as a janitor in Syracuse, New York. Yeah, right. All right. Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library is going to be here in about 25 minutes. We're going to talk about all the programs you can enjoy at your Racine Public Library. But right now, got the grassroots. Here's Temptation Eyes.
She's got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes. Looking through my soul. Temptation eyes. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same.
Temptation Eyes, 643, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN, your home for the Racine Raiders. Every Saturday night on WRJN, they're back beginning May 3rd. But before all that, we've got some high school basketball action. And this is big, important stuff. Coming up Thursday, it will be Bonduelle versus the Prairie School. Pre-game, 6 p.m., tip-off, 6:35 p.m. And then we've got on Friday, we've got Park, number one Park, versus Cedarburg. Pre-game at 1 p.m., tip-off at 1:35 p.m. with Dick Graceffa. Both games exclusively right here on WRJN. And don't forget the Raiders. I can't wait. Back in action beginning May 3rd, only here at WRJN. All right. New poll asked, speaking about sports, which sport do you consider to be America's game? 38% picked baseball. Coincidentally, Major League Baseball launched this season today in Japan. The game was played when most of us were sleeping last night. By the way, football was number two at 35%, followed by basketball with 10%, soccer 2%, hockey 1%, and golf 1%. I thought pickleball was ahead of golf. How did golf get in ahead of pickleball, huh? 6:44, local news. Timeless hits with the Kinks.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Local news, time to sit to WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 50. Cloudy lows 41 tonight. Rain likely tomorrow. Highs near 49. Right now, I've got some sunshine, 46 degrees here at Radio Park. Check this out. A 50-year-old guy in Poland, this is the country Poland, failed his driver's test again for the 192nd time. 192 times. Now, I failed my driver's test on the first shot, but I got it on the second. I aced it. This guy's 192 times. This guy should never, ever, ever be on the road.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their famous Mediterranean apricot kringle. An early spring favorite, this delicious kringle has brightly tart Mediterranean apricots folded into O&H's fabulous flaky pastry. It's a sensational flavor experience, so do pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
I get around.
cause it's never been beat. And we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Around at 6:52, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. If you could eat this much fast food and know you'd make it to 70 years old, would you still do it? 71-year-old Don Gorski from Wisconsin just hit another milestone. We've been talking about this guy for a while now. You might remember him by his nickname, the Big Mac Guy. Had his first Big Mac in 1972, loved it so much he ate two more. Then he went back the same day, had six more, so nine total that day. He hasn't stopped. He averaged two Big Macs a day for 53 years. And he just hit 35,000 Big Macs on Saturday. He did it at the same McDonald's in Fond du Lac where he bought the first Big Mac. Earned a Guinness World Record in 1999 after 15,000 Big Macs. He takes this record very seriously. Claims he saved every receipt in every Big Mac box container. Can you imagine what that house looks like with 35,000 Big Mac containers in there? And you know some of the stuff droops into the cardboard? That's got to be gross. Anyway, congratulations to him. And he's still going. It's probably, it's like embalmed. He's probably embalmed with Big Mac, so he's going to live forever. It's 6:53, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Cher from 71, Gypsy Tramps Thieves.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
All right, cheer. Gypsies, Tramps, Thieves, 6:55, local news, timeless hits. We mentioned earlier, actually, Pete Schwabba mentioned earlier about the Gene Hackman story now. Gene Hackman, you know, passed away recently. He had an estate worth an estimated $80 million, and his will leaves it all to his wife, Betsy. Makes no mention of his three children from his previous marriage, but since Betsy died before him, that potentially renders that will invalid, meaning the kids would be next in line to inherit it. Betsy had a will, too. It left everything to Gene with the provision that if he died first, it would go into a trust and then to charity so the kids don't get it. You know what I say? Let the court battles begin. They're going to fight over that $80 million. I guess if you're going to fight over anything, $80 million is enough to fight over. Jad and Jeremy, Summer Song, 656 at WRJM.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Got Chad and Jeremy confused with Peter and Gordon. A summer song, Chad and Jeremy. It's 6:59, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Well, Frontier Airlines has a seating option they call Upfront Plus. Let you pay extra to make sure no one sits next to you. It guarantees the middle seat in your row will remain open. That means you won't have to fight over their armrest. You can, you know, spread out all you want. You can even use that extra table tray to your whatever you want to use it for, because it's yours now. So how much does it cost? They're not clear on it, but it is not as much as buying a whole nother seat to travel in. My question is, it's the middle seat, so you're paying extra, but the other person on the other side gets the full benefit of having nobody sitting next to them. And they didn't pay a dime. See, that would upset me. I don't know why, but that would bother me. I wouldn't pay for get the middle seat empty anyway. I wouldn't fly, but, you know, that's just me. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Chaos at the hospital in Gaza after surprise overnight Israeli airstrikes that have ended a fragile two-month ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blames stalled hostage talks. Israel's foreign ministry spokesman Oren Marmorstein.
From this point forward, Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military intensity.
Gaza's health ministry says more than 410 people have been killed. The BBC's Rushdie Abu Alouf.
In hospitals, doctors are saying that they have received more than 250 people injured. Some of them are in a very critical condition, and they are trying to cope with the situation with the lack of equipment and the lack of medical facilities in Gaza.
President Trump is planning a phone call this morning with Russia's Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Stephen Pfeiffer says the two sides may not be near compromise yet, but he thinks there's a chance if Ukraine